This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on, and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice. Your radio station.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast.
From Joy 94.9.
Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean. And we've got our guests in, and I'm well and truly excited about this. I wondered if it was even possible to get all three ladies into the studio. And you know what? It is. And it's happening right now. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ursula Martinez, Zoe Coombs-Mar, and Adrian Truscott.
Hi.
Hello. I am very excited because it was a little while ago that I was at the Malthouse, and there, as I looked up, like the moon was in the seventh house, there was three of your asses displayed for the world to see. Yeah. And what an eye-catching image, isn't it? Whose idea was that?
It just sort of happened, really. I think it was the arse's idea. They were like, we want to be in the photo.
Let us out. So, yeah.
I mean, the arse talks, you got to listen.
Yeah. Now, what is the story then? How is it that you all got to work with each other? Why is, you know, whose idea was that?
Actually, a friend of ours from here, Daniel Clark.
Yep.
He sort of planted the idea that I collaborate with some of the ladies that I've met through doing this. So then we all decided it should be these three ladies.
And because you obviously all work and you all do your own solo works in Australia, around the world now, all three of you, don't you?
Yeah, we coincide often at festivals.
And you get a lot. I mean, obviously, you would get along. Otherwise, you wouldn't even consider the idea, would you?
No, we're only together in radio interviews and on stage.
I just thought they had really nice bums.
Yeah, I can work with that ass.
There's been a lot of conversation about whether or not they're our real asses.
Okay.
You hear people going like, they're not real. Asses don't look like that.
Like, oh, and it is.
Yeah, they're real.
Yeah.
And then the other day in a review, it said the tanned one, the spotty one, and the white one.
Oh, my Lord. And which was which?
I was the spotty one.
White.
But that was last week. I'm not spotty this week.
You've been creaming that ass. No, that doesn't sound right.
And my tan's fading.
Yeah.
How? Because, I mean, you've always been lovely and brown, though. I love a brown bum. And we've seen, Adrian,
thanks a lot.
Hopefully it's not.
I didn't say I didn't like the white ones. It's the spotty ones I have trouble with. It's the we've all seen your, Adrian, we've seen your bum quite a bit over the years, haven't we? The Val Val sisters and, you know. But it's good. It's obviously, you know, it's doing well for you.
Yeah. Trailblazer.
Yes. Yeah. Now, what is Wild Boar about? I've read what it's about, but it's always better coming from you. What is it about? Maybe it's not better coming from you.
It's a playful look at bad reviews of theatre performance, including our own theatre shows that have received, that have been panned by the critics.
And did you make anything up, or is everything real?
Everything is
all real.
From real reviews of real shows in real publications and blogs and things.
Now, isn't the idea then for everyone to go along and see it and then hear what they all are, but is there any that didn't make it in that you could let us know now, or would you reveal anyway?
Oh, there are tons that didn't make it in. They're just terrible.
I was once called an insensitive racist and a waste of Arts Council funding.
That didn't make it into the show, did it?
Five stars.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But once you start reading them, it's addictive because they're so good.
And to you, when you're even for this show, once the once it got reviewed, did you read those the next day? Do you ever read them, you know, or do you wait?
We all
for this show?
Yeah. We all have a different kind of different kind of like ways of dealing with reviews. I'm happy to read reviews.
Yeah, because you're doing what you're doing anyway. What are you going to, if you read a review and it says you should be doing, I believe you should be doing this, you're not going to change it, are you?
You could. You might.
Would you? I mean,
You might if you were feeling insecure, if you agreed with the criticism. Yeah. You wouldn't, you can't just respond to everybody's ideas and feedback all the time, otherwise you'd end up totally schizophrenic. But if you were feeling insecure about something and you read some feedback that sort of aligned with what you were thinking, you might go, oh well, that's this,
yeah,
that means I've got to change.
I tend not to read reviews during a show when I have to do a show, because I just, good and bad reviews, I just find it really distracting. And it's like I find that my approach is that my focus is on the show and the audience and what's actually going on. So if you're thinking about what someone thought last night and what they wrote, it's just distracting from that. But I have been reading the reviews for this show just because it's like, I've just been like, what are they going to say? It's all about the critics. So they're sort of writing these weird, self-aware, kind of crumbling, strange, terrified reviews.
Is that the idea of doing this?
Just a short circuit there.
Screw you.
Yeah. Whole process.
I would imagine it was. I mean, because we've all had that review. Even if you're not in this business, you get reviewed in whatever you do in life, don't you? And it's the opportunity to be able to go, hey, that's not fair. And this was one back on you,
Yeah, we're also doing the undoable, what you shouldn't do. When they say about theatre, don't work with animals or children, and also don't take on your critics.
Yeah.
So, we're doing what we shouldn't do. We like
that. Which that in itself is a thing. And it's also suddenly you just go, well, that's just a weird rule you guys decided. What if that rule's just not true anymore?
Wait, exactly.
It's like a real easy way to put a chink in the power structure to go, unless you do respond to your critics.
Yeah. And there are a lot of people that do work well with children and animals.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Hello. Let's get some music on and we'll be back with these three incredible women. They're all on the Malthouse. It opened a few days ago now, didn't it?
Yep.
It's still going. We'll give all those dates and that when we come back right after this. Mad Wednesday with Michael and Michael.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. There's not enough microphones for Dean, in case you wondered what happened to him. But I am joined by Ursula Martinez, Zoe Coombs-Marr and Adrian Truscott. They're in Wild Boar. What's with the name? What does that mean? Is it the actual... Oh, why am I making it up? Shut up, Michael. Sorry, I'm excited.
It's Wild Boar, and the boar is B-O-R-E, and it's sort of playing around with, being wild or boring or wildly boring.
I thought that.
Or could you do incredibly boring, say, text if you do it wildly? Like, what can you get away with?
Right. Which is from the reviewer sort of, why do I do that? and are your bums...
Yeah, it's radio. They can't see you making quotation marks, guys.
How about that? Do you actually get nude in it? Bums and everything.
Bums and everything.
Was that the first thing you came up with in the rehearsal room?
It was pretty
early.
Yeah.
Once we decided what we were going to be, like what the topic would be, we were like, well, how are we going to deliver this material? And then it just seemed obvious.
It actually came from when we were working in New York, and Ursula was like, came with a very serious concern one day and was like, I just feel like the text that we're using is quite dry, and it's really like we're talking out of our asses.
And
I was like, and we need to find some way to frame that sort of, unless we actually are just talking out of our asses. And then we all sort of looked at each other and were like,
gold!
Gold!
Actually talk out of our asses. And then as soon as we made the decision to actually be assholes, then I thought, well, that's fine. I don't mind being an asshole if we are actual assholes.
It also felt like one of those moments that was so obviously clear that, like, if you didn't take it on, you were just being a coward. Like, it had just announced itself to us as the only way forward.
Yeah.
And then there was, like,
back.
And we're like, oh, no.
Yeah,
we have to do that now. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, God.
And Elizabeth Gilbert has a book called I Think Big Magic, and it's about ideas and a theory around that ideas are floating around in the ether and they attach themselves to people.
Right.
Well, this bum idea attached itself.
You had an arse attached to you.
And we had no choice.
Yeah.
We might have stopped rehearsal at that point for the day and just had drinks going like, right, okay, that's what we're doing.
Is this
going
to happen? Yeah. I did a show years ago and there was a review and it said sensational voice, which was nice, of chubby Australian backing singer. And obviously all I could read was chubby. I mean, now I'm borderline fat, but at the time, at that age, it was chubby. You know, and I'm English, but, you know, it was just devastating. And then I got introduced that night on stage. Please welcome my chubby Australian backing singer, Michael Dot. I was livid. Absolutely livid. I was wearing a little crop top as well, which didn't help. It doesn't help. It cuts you right in the middle. If I'd known that getting my ass out would have prevented that, I would have done it.
Yeah.
I did later.
Next time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can't ask Dean when it's on because he hasn't got a microphone.
No.
This is all going on at the Malthouse. Great venue, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a great
fantastic
venue. Love that venue.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's gone till
June the 4th.
You're right, you know. And you can get all your tickets at malthousetheatre.com.au. I am so bloody glad you came in.
Thanks for having us. I'm so sorry, Dean. I'm so sorry that we've taken your microphone.
That's okay.
Oh, even from a distance, it's annoying. Good on you and enjoy the rest of your run.
Thanks.
You're on Joy with Michael.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.